If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ouch.
What are you doing?
I am stopping us before we get more lost.
All right, give me the coordinates.
Okay. Longitude is 116 degrees, 5 minutes, and 17...
Slow down.
Nina! Holy macaroni.
All right, you just go straight down. Like straight.
Right on the money, as I said.
It just doesn't make sense.
Yo, dude! My dude!
Jesus Christ.
Come check this shit out!
What is it?
You gotta see it to believe it, my dudes! Come on, hurry! Let's go! Pronto!
Okay. So no small woman named Nina, but you said any signs of life, am I right?
Right.
Well, these are no regular tire tracks, bro Chachos.
I mean, look at the tread on these monsters.
They're fatties, and you know what that means.
Military.
We gotta go.
Stranger, danger, talking stranger things. Together, forever, we're loving Stranger Things. It's Stranger Things forever. Rewatching season 4 from the start to the finish. It's Stranger Things forever. Every podcast we do will cover just 10 minutes. Stranger danger everywhere. I hope that you people still care. It's time for me to do it. Let's get to it. Come on, everyone.
Greetings, stranger friends, and welcome back to another fun-filled adventure in Stranger Things Forever presents Papa Part 6. I went into that not quite knowing what I was going to say, and it really shows because I just kind of stumbled upon... I pretty much said everything I needed to say. It just didn't come out as smoothly as I thought it would. But all the facts are there. It is another thrilling adventure of Stranger Things Forever. We are covering another 10 minutes of Papa, and it is part 6 of our Papa rewatch, which means that we should be finishing up pretty soon. I think there's only 2 other parts, and then it's on to the grand finale, as we are now closing in on 2 weeks and 1 day until Stranger Things 5. This morning I put on an episode, and I think it was I don't know if it's the only one, but it's my first one in a while that was under 20 minutes, and that's with songs. I added a couple of clips because there were some songs featured in that last 10 minutes that I couldn't resist. So I feel like tonight might be another short one because I really did look quickly at Google News and there wasn't anything that I thought was worthwhile. It seemed like it was all kind of the same old stuff, older stuff. I did see a commercial, a Discover commercial where Nancy's calling Discover back in 1987 about cash back for things like flamethrowers and guns. And, I think they actually showed clips from Stranger Things 5, so I was kind of angry at myself for seeing it. They saw something that wasn't in a trailer, and it looked too good to be just for the commercial. So it seemed like it was a real thing, and I was like, no, I don't want to see this. So I didn't stick with it. But if you just type in, like, Nancy Stranger Things Discover card on YouTube. You can watch it if you want to watch it. That's as much as I'm going to share about it. Originally, I thought, oh, this will be something fun to play in the show. And then I saw it. I was like, oh, and you know what? Plus, it's a commercial, even though I did do a commercial for Target. Not an actual. I played a commercial for Target. I don't think Target's been a sponsor on the show. Maybe. I don't know. I doubt it. But, you know, a lot of the time, the way the show works is the way I've kind of constructed it is I do a little news. I talk a little bit about whatever. Then I go to an ad break and then I jump into the next 10 minutes of Stranger Things 4. And that is not what's going to happen now because I'm not going to waste any more of your time. Let's jump right into the next 10 minutes of Stranger Things 4, Chapter 8, Papa. I don't know where that one came from. Papa. Maybe I was thinking of, remember American Tail? Five-ul! Papa, I'm coming, Papa! I don't know. I could do Five-ul better when I was a kid. Not as much now. Oh, yeah, I said I wasn't wasting your time, but I'm doing it, so let's jump right into it. I really do not like how this 10 minutes starts because of how much I despise Jason. You know, the first time we saw Jason ever was him coming out and giving this, to me, just phony speech about the people we lost in Hawkins and how we're going to do this. We're going to win the big basketball game for them. Oh boy. But he seemed, first of all, he seemed too short to be the best basketball player on the team, but that's just me. You know, in high school, we did have shorter guys who were good, and not everyone is, you know, these giant, tall basketball players. I think those are the guys that you see go on to be, you know, good college players and possibly make the pros. This guy is probably just a good athlete. We saw him swim, but that's neither here nor there. My point is, the first time we saw him, he was on the basketball court, and he already gave off this aura of, like, a preppy, snobby prick, right? That's kind of been the word I've been going with, and I think it defines him perfectly. And since he lost Chrissy, he's gone over the deep end, and he's basically, I want to find someone to blame. Now, to be fair, signs do point to Eddie, you know, like, right away, if your girlfriend all of a sudden winds up dead in the trailer of this kid you think is a punk, you think is a burnout that you don't like, you're not friendly with, and you assume that your girlfriend has no relationship with, which she kind of didn't, except that she was looking for a little, some drugs. You probably would also be like, what the hell did this kid do? You know, like, this kid is definitely behind this. Like, I don't blame him for thinking that. But then he goes and kind of tries to do this vigilante justice, like he's friggin' Batman, and he bullies the guys in Eddie's band. He starts knocking on doors and trying to intimidate Erica, and he's showing up at Dustin's house, like all these things where he's doing the wrong thing. At the same time, again, you understand why he's doing this. He's thinking this in the first place, but the way he's going about it, because we definitely know the truth, the way he's going about it is wrong. And the fact that he's going after our friend is definitely, you know, makes us not like him. Plus, he is an a-hole. Let's be honest. You know, that's where he's at. And he displays that fully with the way he talks to Nancy, the way he kind of like gets in her face. You know, she's holding the shotgun. He's like, "Want my advice?" And he goes on to say shotguns are, you know, they're not good for anything past killing small birds. I mean, they got power, sure, but not much range. And that's just going to force you into close range combat. And he gets close to her. And then someone just grabs the barrel like this. And he grabs the barrel. Like, all these things that are creepy and, like, predatory, like, predatory-ish. Like, just a... I can't imagine that Chrissy, you know... Now, we know Chrissy was a cheerleader. But we know she had terrible nightmares. And we know she had a terrible home life, and I can't imagine that being with Jason was a picnic. Like, I feel like he was a jealous, like a hole all the time. And he grabs the gun. He's like, oh, well, you look nervous. And I like Nancy's like, Nancy gives that look where she kind of just gives this like, yep, like I said, scary times. Like, she kind of looks at him like weary. But one thing that Nancy Wheeler will not be is intimidated by some high school punk. And he's like, hey, where's that brother of yours? Huh? Is he here by any chance? She's like, Mike? No. Oh, I only ask because he's in Hellfire. So he's asking about a Hellfire. She's like, I don't even know what you're talking about. It's like, what about his friends? And she goes, would you let go? Let go. She does not suffer fools. And I actually wish she would take the shotgun and go pop him right in the head. Give him a nice shiner. So they run out of there. They run into the Winnebago because they're inside the Winnie. They're like, what the hell's taking so long? They jump in and are like, we got to go. We got to get the hell out of here. Erica said, your old friends are here. They're like, shit, let's go. Let's go. And Steve jumps in the driver's seat and takes off. And I forgot to mention Erica. First, she sees them. Then she turns a corner and she sees the other, you know, some other basketball players. Not Patrick. We see a guy I don't know, and Hat Man. I don't remember his name, and I will never remember his name, and he does not deserve for me to even look his name up again. He's always other guy. And so Erica's like, oh, and they all wear their Letterman jackets. Like, everyone wears their jackets. So they get the hell out of there, and we leave Hawkins. We do not come back to Hawkins at all for the rest of this 10 minutes, but we do spend the rest of our time in Nevada, but with two different groups, because the Surfer Boy Pizza Bros have made it to Nevada. They're like looking at the map. They're like, it should be right up there. You know, but like, there's nothing here. Our guy wakes up. He's like, we're here already. And they're like, it's been 9 hours. And I'm like, what are we looking for? Some sort of building, a fence, some kind of facility, any signs of life would be nice. And then Argo makes this thing. He's like, oh, when did we decide it's a building and not a small woman? Like, it's not a small woman. Like, well, a small woman in the desert would be hard to find. So Jonathan is questioning things. He is like, do we get things right? What about the longitude, latitude? And like, are you kidding? Susie's a genius. You know, she didn't make a mistake. She figured this out. He's like, Jonathan's like, geniuses make mistakes. Well, she didn't.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And finally, Jonathan just stops the car. He's like, I'm stopping before we get more lost. They start looking at the map, this map, and everything checks out to be exactly where they are. So they are in the right place. They just can't really like see anything. There's nothing there. They don't know what the hell is going on. So all of a sudden, Argyle just went off wandering. He's like, Nina. He's looking for Nina, the woman. And then all of a sudden he says, holy macaroni. And he starts yelling for them, you know, dudes, my dudes, my dudes. They're like, what the hell now? He's like, you got to see it to believe it, my dudes. He brings them over. He goes, you told me, you know, there's no small woman, but you did say any signs of life, right? They're like, okay. He goes, well, these are no regular tire tracks, bro chachos. And then he says, look at these things. these treads on these monsters, these are fatties. And you know what that means? And they're like, uh-oh, that means military. We got to go. They head off, and then we see the military. So remember, the guy who was the General Jerkface had that guy in the torture locker, whatever you call it, and he said, promise me you won't kill her, but then he gave up the location, and now it seems like they've finally arrived, or they're almost there. They've almost arrived. But we go down into the Nina Project in Nevada, so we're right there. We go down, and they're not there yet, but that doesn't mean trouble is not a brewin', because Owens is on the phone with the woman agent who's been helping him and saying, like, you know, I wouldn't do this if I don't think it's ready. If I don't think she's ready, you know, we really don't have a choice. So we just got to do this, get this done as fast as you can. And also, in the meantime, can you also check a Max Mayfield's house? There are some kids over there who they need looking after. And all of a sudden they get disconnected. And you think, oh, it's because of the military. But it's not. Because two guys come over, two guys who have been guards there. Like, they work there. We've seen them already. I'm pretty sure they're the ones who grabbed Eleven early on when she tried to escape. And they look at Owens and he's like, why the long face, Doc? We just want to talk. So it seems like he might be in trouble, but that's definitely not the military. Then we see Eleven go into the... She's kind of just wandering around. I think she's just killing time, ready to go, waiting to leave. And she wanders in and looks at that tank one more time. And then the door slams behind her. And she's like, no, wait. And then we see that the true villain of this episode is not just the military. It's Brenner, too. The difference is that Brenner, I feel like, thinks that he's doing the right thing. Like, he thinks the greater good is still getting to the heart of Eleven, and, you know, the rest of Hawkins be damned. I don't know if that's, or he's just very selfish and very single-minded. And again, he is, well, it's not said in this 10 minutes, but he is the monster. You want to talk about the monster and the superhero? They're in this room together right now, because he comes downstairs these steps and he's like, you can't leave Eleven. And the way he talks to is very just, ugh, you can't leave Eleven. She's like, where's Dr. Owens? He's had a change of heart. I know you wish to go to him, and there's nothing I can do to stop you from forcing the door open. But if my men hear you coming, they will kill him. Right there. That says it. He is a monster, and he is evil, and he doesn't deserve anything that he's helped out with Eleven. All that redemption is gone down the pooper, because he is a piece of trash. And he tells her, you know, you're alone. You're never going to find a way out of this desert to your friends. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to complete our work together. Then when I decide you're ready, we'll return to Hawkins together, Papa and daughter. Like, screw you, dude. And she's like, why are you doing this? He's like, because there's no choice. She's like, there is a choice. And he's like, oh, there's only one that's right. And she's like, oh, you're the one who makes the right choices? I try. And then he says, oh, and did you do the right thing with Mama? You know, like the fact that he basically, he tortured her. Remember? She's like, she was dangerous. She brought a gun into the hospital. She killed a man. And she's like, a hospital? Uh-uh, buddy. This is a prison. He's like, everything I've ever done for you is for your own good, for your own protection. Oh, really? Because you had Henry in the lab with all those children. Was that good? Was that the right choice? He's like, I didn't know what Henry would do. I cared for you. I loved you all. Oh, even Henry? He's like, yes. I was trying to help him, to understand him. Yes, I cared for him. She's like, even after what he did? He's like, yes, because I knew I had failed him. So this morning you said you believed he was always alive in the darkness. Is that why you had me searching the darkness? Like, now she realizes. Because he's like, no, we were focusing on the Soviets. And she realizes, no, Papa does not tell the truth. That's what Henry said. Oh, he's like, oh, okay, now you trust Henry? Henry who manipulated you like a puppet? So he comes off like he's trying to be soft and nice, and then he's basically like blaming her. Like, oh, he manipulated you. You're the one who released him from his prison. You. And now you're angry with yourself. You're taking your anger out on me. And you're risking everything. She's like, no. You've risked everything. You lied. You made me look for him. The gate, the mind flayer, all these dead people, all because of you. And that's when she realizes it. She says, you couldn't stop. You couldn't let him go. I came here to try to understand who I was, to see if I was the monster. But that's time, folks. That's our 10 minutes right there. Like, 11 is in the middle of a pretty excellent rant, and we don't get to finish it, but I feel like I know what she's going to say, because she says she came here to see if she was the monster all this time. And I have a feeling that she knows that she isn't the monster, but somebody else is. So things are getting, like, this was another 10 minutes of mostly like gearing up for something when you think about it. Like, literally, the people in Hawkins are gearing up with the war zone and all their weaponry. But there was a moment where they crossed Jason, and when that Winnebago drove out, Jason kind of looked at it like, what's going on here? So we got them getting ready to go fight Vecna. Then you have the boys in the desert who they think they've found a path to the Nina Project because of the military tire tracks. And yes, we see the military are heading that way too. Meanwhile, down in the Nina Project, Owens was detained by Brenner's people. Brenner double-crossed them, and now he locked 11 in the Nina Project, in the tank room, and basically they blaming her and trying to manipulate her and trying to gaslight her and all these awful things. And she knows better. She knows she's not the monster, but that's where we leave these 10 minutes. So, my friends, we've made it through another adventure of Stranger Things forever. I am not certain if I'm going to be able to get an episode out to you tomorrow morning. I do plan on trying to, though, because I'm almost positive that tomorrow is a one episode day. That is, if I get an episode out. There might be a chance that there's no episode tomorrow, so I'm just putting that warning out there, because tomorrow night I do have plans, and those plans are called watching the Patriots. And I love my Patriots, and I'm definitely watching them. But if I can get an episode out in the morning, I will. I'm definitely going to try to. That's the plan. So we shall see if it is possible. But don't hold me to it. And if not, then we finish chapter 8. We finish Papa on Friday, because that should be part 7 and part 8. I'll be able to do two episodes for sure. So probably look for two episodes on Friday and tomorrow a day off, possibly. But if I can get an episode out, I will. So there, I kind of covered both pace. I'm talking out of both sides of my butt, and I've covered my tracks. If there's an episode, great. If not, I told you, I warned you. But that's it. That is it for tonight. But I will be back soon. Put it that way. I will be back soon, and we'll be finishing Papa soon. And then it's onto the piggyback. Can you believe it? We are so close. And now with only a couple weeks away, I can't believe it. I can't believe that I caught up. I said I would, and I'm not there yet, but I'm in a much more realistic place, a much more comfortable place as far as to get Stranger Things Forever done and completed. So I am excited and thrilled for that, and I hope you are too. But until you do hear from me again, you can follow me on all the socials at Geek Mentality, except TikTok, which is Geek Mentality Mike. The Facebook page is Fans Not Experts. The YouTube channel is Fans Not Experts. That's because the website is fansnotexperts.com. That's where all my podcasts are, including the Patriots one that I'll be doing tomorrow night. However, If you don't care about all that stuff and you just care about Stranger Danger and Stranger Things, cool. Then you just go to StrangerDangerPodcast.com and it brings you just to those episodes, just to those podcasts. And of course, you can also follow Stranger D Pod on Twitter. I'm kind of resurrecting it for the new season. I feel like I should. And even though I don't use it much anymore, most of everything I do is over on Blue Sky. You can follow StrangerDangerPodcast.com on Blue Sky as well. All right, that's it. I'm done. I will talk to you soon, Stranger friends. But until then, stay Stranger. And remember, we are the ones. You, me, him, that guy over there, that lady over there. See that kid over there? Him too. We are the ones who shall keep Stranger Things alive forever.
Fans, not experts.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.